Hello, hello, Tyler Bryden here. I hope everything's going well. This is a fun one today. I was doing a little scroll. I was thinking I've got some time to make a video here. I was looking at the old Google Trends, see what's going on, a bunch of stuff. And then I pop down and I see, ayahuasca. Very fascinated with ayahuasca and a story that sort of emerged over the last couple of days, which is Aaron Rodgers crediting ayahuasca for his, I guess, back-to-back MVP performances in the NFL. And a couple of disclaimers here. Originally, this came and appeared. It seems like some of the main news story came off from the Aubrey Marcus podcast. First of all, big fan of Aubrey Marcus. Followed him for a long time. If you don't know him, interesting trajectory. Selling sort of sex paraphernalia, linking up with Joe Rogan, starting on it, massive e-commerce company, really focused on sort of, I don't even know, proteins, but like brain enhancements and all this stuff. And then I think exiting that company in a way, and then now on his sort of own path where he's doing fit for service, groups getting together, and really sort of leading, this sort of combination between like high performance, spirituality, psychedelics, business, a lot of interesting stuff combined. And so, first of all, one disclaimer is I like Aubrey. Second disclaimer, don't like football. Don't care about the NFL, really. Don't know much about Aaron Rodgers. From what I understand, what I'm reading from some of these articles, a little bit of a controversial reputation. I have a couple pieces here, and you can see it, like the headlines are floating around here already. And, you know, it sounds like there's a couple things like lying about his vaccination status, bunch of things around, his vaccination sort of standpoint and all of this. And then apparently some article that he's filling his butt with oil. I don't know much about this. What I know is that I'm super interested in this intersection of just wellness, mental health, performance, and obviously destigmatization of psychedelics. And this is, I think, a relatively significant moment for that, where a lot of people, I think, have hesitancy around psychedelics, concerns about it. But when you see someone who is literally at the top of their game, MVP of one of the most competitive leagues in the world, and then crediting psychedelic experiences for that performance, and not just for that performance, just overall betterment and being a better person, I think that's a huge signal, and one that starts to disrupt sort of the understanding of these substances, how they're being used, and then what are the sort of benefits from it. And I'll say, my other disclaimer is I haven't watched this entire interview. I've only watched a few clips of it a little bit. And, coming in with relatively notions of Aaron Rodgers as a person. So I'm saying it without that disregard. But what I do like to see is that this is stirring not only searches, this is stirring interest in something very dear to me. I was hoping to go do an ayahuasca trip down in Peru in 2020, and it didn't quite happen, obviously, with the pandemic and travel, but I will move forward with that at some point and hopefully be able to report back on the insights and journey that comes from it. And then, what's interesting is the headlines that sort of get thrown around once a story like this comes out. So, you can see sort of psychedelics led me to my best season, talking about helping me, love myself as well too, which was a big theme of the conversation. The other one that sort of popped up here was what I showed you, sort of like tripping. Basically, this one, which I don't like as much, is like credits tripping balls for the best of his best seasons of his career. I think that's a very crude way to talk about maybe the experience he's had and everything there. And it seems like there's a little bit of maybe negativity in this article, but there is something around, while Rodgers spews a lot of garbage, having a psychedelic experience in an attempt to improve one's mental health is one of the more reasonable things he's said in recent years. So that's, I guess, a closing statement on the article here. I've got a couple of links to the actual podcast itself, the YouTube video, so you can check that out if you're interested in, if you are interested in this kind of stuff. It's quite the rabbit hole to go down, especially with Aubrey Marcus and everything he's doing. One second here, I'll see if I can pull this up just to give you a couple more links and some context here. Here's Fit for Service, and then I'll also pull up on it so you can see that. And you know, lots of people have some criticism around Aubrey Marcus. It's not his real name, that he's, you know, a sort of a spiritual guru-like type figure. But you know, I think he does have some amazing insights, and I've learned a lot from him. And I think there is, you know, like with anyone, like, you know, sometimes we say good stuff, sometimes we say bad stuff. Sometimes we don't know what we're doing, sometimes we do. You know, there's at least a pattern of success with him. And, you know, you look at him, he's healthy, happy, fit. He's got a great book about, I believe, let me pull this up, about basically how you can optimize your day, a day in your life. Yeah, own the day, own your life, which I did listen to and actually enjoyed quite a lot. There was a couple of things that sort of stuck out to me about, you know, putting, you know, success on a time scale. And here, I'll just pull this up, like focusing on a specific day and the sort of the microcosm of that. And then when you can do that really well, obviously it extends to the rest of your life. So a lot of people talk about sort of the male perspective and gaze of this, but overall quite a fascinating thing. And just to bring this back to Aubrey Marcus, or not Aubrey Marcus, to Aaron Rodgers, you know, I think that this story is a really interesting one that will destigmatize psychedelics while probably creating a little bit of a stir in the meantime. It's interesting to, you know, that there is a little bit of this controversial reputation of him in particular, but it's also interesting that he is an active, you know, player in the NFL. People questioning what is the NFL's response going to be to this. You know, from my understanding, you know, these are not legal substances. There are churches that are able to use it in the United States, and it seems like he traveled to go and do this. So I don't know if there's any sort of legal ramifications of this. I hope not. We've seen, you know, some with Brittany Griner recently, you know, the legal consequences of drugs in countries where they're not supposed to be. And then just in general, you know, I've had my own sort of psychedelic experiences through my life. And, you know, I've now heard from, you know, professional athletes are actually experimenting with this a lot more, experimenting with microdosing to help with inflammation, to help with workouts, to help with performance. I think since now I contradict myself because I think I'm losing my touch in hockey, but there was a period when I was still relatively fresh and was starting to experiment more with psychedelics. And I felt that there was a better level of performance that I had playing a little bit more creativity, a little bit more fun, decreased inflammation that came from, say, microdosing mushrooms or something like that. And I think that this is going to be a trend that continues. Stories like this are important for the culture, important for destigmatization. I think sometimes people don't like seeing, you know, a rich white male athlete necessarily leading that, but there's people, you know, all over the world, different archetypes and different, you know, leaders in every sort of area who are using these substances and plant medicine to be better versions of themselves. And I think that that's something we should support, no matter who it really is, if they're, you know, going in with a good intention and trying to be a better version of themselves. So what has this done for me? This has just sort of reconfirm my desire to have an ayahuasca experience, whether that seems superficial or not. I'm not going to win back-to-back NFL MVP seasons, but I would like to win MVP seasons for my own life and live better, you know, live better every single year. And, you know, I sort of hack away at that every year and get better and better. I do think I'm on that trajectory, and I'm wondering about the possibilities of ayahuasca supplementing that. Also being aware of, you know, powerful psychedelic experiences, being able to really break down your understanding of yourself, your understanding of the world, and this idea that you must break before you can build, and being prepared for that, and being prepared that depending on where you are in your life circumstances and what you're facing, that can be a delicate and possibly dangerous, possibly risky, where if you've built a strong foundation, it breaks it down and it can disrupt your life. And I think most of the time that in the end can be for good, but in the short term, I think it can have some consequences to people close to you and maybe yourself as well too, and some challenges while you deal with the information that you've processed, the experiences you've had, and just sort of the journey that that may take you on. And I'm going to listen to the rest of this podcast because I think it is an important one to listen to, and a big moment for psychedelics, big moments for sports, for mental health, for performance and wellness. And I'm excited that it's happened. I just thought, you know, with the small, you know, audience that listens to this, the people that, you know, I share and care about, that this was worth amplifying. If you have any thoughts on this, please feel encouraged to send me a message. Do those things, the likes, the comments, the subscribes, all that wonderful stuff. I'm continuing to see this grow. I'm continuing to find inspiration. And, you know, even at the end of the day, wanting to create a video that I think is valuable and worthwhile. So every time I get that comment, that subscription, that like, it really does push that along. And of course, I'm doing from this internal desire to do it. But man, it feels good when you get a little bit of external validation as well too. So thank you very much for checking this out. I got lots of links and resources for you. Would love to hear what you think. And otherwise, I hope you have a good rest of the day. This has been Tyler Bryden talking about Aaron Rodgers crediting ayahuasca for back-to-back MVP seasons. I think that's quite a statement in the world that we're in, and excited to see how this continues and the story sort of grows. Bye-bye.